This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
And welcome back, everyone. A lot of us got stuff going on. You know, just life in general, some challenges present, personal life, you might have stuff going on, work and things like that. And many of us let it get to us. And then we get to the point where we wind up going to a doctor or some kind of medical professional, may wind up getting meds, and you know, you feel better, but sometimes you don't feel as good as you think you should feel after all of that. Nothing wrong with the meds. There's a place for it. But imagine if you looked at it through a different lens, didn't gravitate toward meds, which, by the way, just treats the symptoms, and had a whole new outlook on things where you felt love, you were laughing, and you were healing. We are going to talk about that today with our professional of the year. And she is a transformational life coach with a lot of insight. Great to have her back. It is Donna Day on the program. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? It's so great to be back. I'm excited.
I'm excited to have you back and to talk about this, because if this was 4 or 5 years ago and we were having this conversation and I had some, you know, things changing in life, I might look at it and say, I don't know. I'm going to drink your Kool-Aid, Donna. I don't know if I'm going there. But having experienced a lot of this, I get it now. Not to say that life is always going to be sunshine, lollipops, unicorn farts, and all of that. But it does make a difference when you're intentional about moving your life forward. So let's say you got stuff going on. What would be the first step to start feeling better or being able to better deal with that stuff going on?
Well, people always, you know, they feel like when they walk into a pharmacy or doctor's office, they always just have this hope to find like the perfect remedy for like a healthier lifestyle or an energized life or to feel better, you know, but think of it as this, as if you walked into the world's quote unquote greatest pharmacy and your shelves are lined, you know, with pills and potions, each claiming to hold the secrets of healing, as we all know, right? Mm-hmm. But as you move past the counters and the fluorescent lights, you stumble upon a simple handwritten sign that just reads, "The greatest medicine cannot be bottled. It blooms from within." So even though, like, don't get me wrong, you know, I have a lot of things where I'm on medication as well, but I found that, like, medications alone aren't, you know, the only answer, because you also have to do the inner work as well. And that, you know, involves a lot of your surroundings, you know, who you're hanging out with, you know, if you're actually going for your passions and all that stuff. And even just something as simple as laughter or one of the highest frequencies, love, you know, it can make the world of difference, so- you know.
I've heard this recently. I always thought that love was the highest frequency vibration. But then I heard that it's joy. Love is like right underneath it. And they always thought sadness was the lowest vibration. As I come to learn recently, it's shame. That's the lowest of the low. Like, it don't get any lower.
Yeah. Shame and guilt. That's what I always classify.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. So. Where do we start with this? Because, you know, we could give our examples of how we've done it, but what do you think is a reasonable start for somebody?
It's just because this is how I look at it. We live in a culture that's always quick to prescribe a patch, you know, quick to focus on symptoms, like you were saying, while often ignoring the actual source from working within. But real radiant health doesn't always come from medicine, as we were just saying. Not the kind that you can find in a drugstore anyways. So more often it comes from a place that's much deeper and that's closer to home. It's within our mind, our body, our heart, our soul, and our spirit. So, you know, like, health is not only a matter of physical condition. Mm. This is kind of a way I like to put it. It's a symphony of our inner world as well. So it, you know, what's going on in our head, you know, different things that have been going on in our lives, they impact, and your body starts to, you know, show these symptoms. So you have to work on healing from the inside out. And then, you know, the results are more, much greater is the best way to say it.
It's so broadly here.
Yeah.
In doing what you're describing, I have done. So I believe and I get it. There's a place for medical professionals, but just because somebody has a white lab coat on doesn't mean they know everything or they have all the answers or that they truly know you.
Exactly.
Nobody, you know you better than anybody, your parents, your partner, spouse, whatever. Love them, put them to the side. It's you. You have to listen to you. And I'm thinking, step one, maybe, what makes you happy? What brings you joy? Doesn't matter what it is. Could be a hobby. Could be grilling a steak. Like, whatever makes it. Yeah, that little, but little joy. Little. They call them glimmers. That's like,
I like that word.
It's a trend now, glimmers. And I think it comes from glimmer of hope. I think.
Yeah, it makes sense.
What's your glimmer?
So for me, I have a few. One of my major is music is one of my glimmers. That's what I go to. Also baking.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Believe it or not. Yes. And being in the outdoors. Those are things that I like, the ocean, especially. Like, you know, I remember a time when I really couldn't like move. And my boyfriend at the time, he actually brought me sand from the beach and I put it in like a cookie sheet, you know, and I just sat with my feet in the sand with one of those sound machines, making it sound like the ocean, because I couldn't get to there, but I still was able to ground myself because he brought it to me. So it was quite the experience.
That's what a cool idea. And so true too, because, you know, I talk with a lot of energy healers and they say even having wallpaper of even abstract trees or leaves and things like that, it still counts as a form of grounding, which is so important to just kind of bring you back to home base, if you will. And you just brought back a memory. I used to, when I owned this house, it's like maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, I would sit in the backyard and I redid the backyard. It was really nice. Very proud of it. I would put sounds of ocean and birds on all the speakers. I'm a geek and I wired everything myself. And I would sit there on a chair, lounge chair, and I'd be just like, yeah. And it felt like I was someplace else. And the funny part of it is, this wasn't the plan. The real birds would start talking to the recorded birds.
That's fantastic. It's
freaky weird. So you had everything going on there, but it's whatever it takes to feel like you're grounded, but that could be just even walking outside. If you can get to do that,
you know, that's so important. And, you know, like when your mind is at peace, your heart feels more open and your soul feels more settled. So, you know, there's that natural easing of tension that's throughout your whole body when you start to just kind of lean into what makes you happy, or as you, the word joy, that brings you joy. And that peace of mind literally acts as like a gentle balm that kind of quiets the noise of worry and stress. And stress is one of those things that definitely ignites a lot of physical symptoms. So if you can bring that down, you know, you'll feel relief in many different areas. So, you know, but like, you know, think of a time when anxious thoughts left you kind of like tossing and turning at night. I mean, that still happens to me. It happens to everyone. You know, your shoulders get tense and your stomach sometimes gets all tied in knots. And like in those moments, it's not medicine, but a sense of calm or exhale. That's like a reset that truly soothes and restores you, which is what we were talking about with your experience with the birds and, you know, the sound system and my experience with the sand coming. You know, that's what is going to help ease those moments and not add.
And by the way, you brought back another memory. What did I have in that backyard? I completely forgot about it. An area that was about, I don't know, 4 feet by 4 feet. And you know what was in that area?
What?
Sand.
Sand! See?
I made a little beach. I put shells down, a little palm tree. That's and geek over here. Every couple of months, I would rake the sand and make it all clean looking. So it was like a nice, fresh little beach.
Well, even that process is like a meditation process where yes. You're raking and combing and creating patterns in the sand. It brings you to a whole nother place.
Oh my gosh, Donnie, you have no idea. And not that I'm obsessed or anything, but I like to be creative. I had yuccas around the property. I don't know if you've ever seen what they look like. They kind of look a little tropical. They've got these green, sharp leaves that come out. Yeah. And they just kind of go like that. So I had this crazy idea. I can cut them and give them a haircut. I can cut the parts that maybe turn brown and give it like an all fresh look. And then they would look tropical. I know I'm digressing here, but it was a passion and it grounded me. And I didn't realize that it was doing it. By cutting it, it encouraged it to grow up. So it had this a trunk and it looked like a palm tree. So they would start growing like 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet up. And every like April, I would trim them. Side note, I had 18 of them. So it would take me like
wow.
And they weren't expensive. You know, you buy them, they're like, I don't know, maybe $15 or whatever, but they last forever. They go like, they're an evergreen in the evergreen family. They drop down to like, 20 degrees or whatever. But that would be my passion. I'd be like, I can't live in the tropics, but I'm living in the tropics. All that was, and I didn't realize it then, that was therapy. I was being therapeutic to myself by grounding as well.
Exactly. And, you know, that just that innerness works. I mean, there's a time that now I'm thinking of another memory one of my exes. One thing he always did for me, he had surround sound completely outside in his like patio area and everything. Yep. And I love the stars. So there's something about like getting a blanket and snuggling up underneath the stars and everything. And he, you know, set up like a fire pit and all that stuff. And like, it was a little hard to see the stars because it was kind of cloudy. So he got this app out that I never even knew. It was like constellations that you can hold up. So like, we were still able to see everything. And just having, you know, like the sound of the fire crackling. And me, I'm an ultimate s'mores girl. So even nice. With all my diet restrictions, I have figured out how to eat s'mores still. You know, just that entire environment, it just kind of like relaxed my entire nervous system. And when you start working from the inner, you know, out, that's what happens. You figure out how to relax your nervous system. And when that happens, all the outside stresses and, you know, anxieties start to just kind of fade. And when that happens, you get this kind of like weight that just is lifted. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, like, it's like freeing.
Yes. And then you get, and I know it's hard to see the end of the forest because you got all the trees in front of you, i.e. life and stress and all of that. It's hard to see how this can work. But once you start working on it, things come into place. Like you'll start getting clarity because now you're grounded. You're less stressed out. You feel a little bit of joy, a little glimmer, beep, beep, every once in a while. But then the other pieces, you know, those things that, oh God, I can't even think about that. Like that, oh man, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
Let's face it. There are things you have to deal with. It makes it easier.
Exactly. And like my favorite thing is laughter. You know, like how many times have you laughed so hard that you forgot, you know, and it almost like hurt, you know, like you just get one of those big laughs that comes in. And for me, like laughter isn't just frivolous. You know, it's a signal to every cell in your body that life is good because like it's the one thing that your nervous system recognizes that, you know, floods endorphins in and it lightens heavy burdens. And is one of and for me, I feel it's one of the fastest ways to lift your vibration. Even if you're having a really bad day and you have like a friend that just kind of knows how to say the right thing to put a smile on your face, think about how much better you feel, even though you have that heavy weight on you. You know, like laughter brings us back to the present moment, you know, and it just, for me, I believe it really can dissolve tension and infused us with hope because of, you know, what it does internally as well as externally and just the overall feel it gives the human body.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Any opportunity you can find laughter, go for it. What's in laughter? Joy. Highest joy. Vibration.
Exactly.
Highest vibration. You know?
So, and for me, like, true health is not about aligning your inner world. It's just about, you know, peaceful mind and heart, at your heart being at ease, and your soul remembers your wholeness. And, you know, for a space of laughter and joy and love, and, you know, so you can kind of just surround and like wrap yourself in it. You know, and inner practices, they're like, for me, they're the true medicine because they're always available. They're within you,
every
day. And there's no cost to it. And it is of infinite worth. So that's the other thing, is that you don't have to wait on a line for it. You know, you don't have to like wait months to get in with a specialist to see what's going on. It's those tiny things. I'm not saying it's the cure all, but it definitely will help.
100%. And well, as we talk, this is great because you like inspire like things like our brains to start popping. Oh, yeah, I got that. You know, realizations. Listen to your intuition.
Yes.
It will tell you what you need. The doctor will tell you that you need this pill, but that's going to treat the symptom and not the root cause of whatever is ailing you at that time. But if you listen to your intuition, it's going to tell you what you really need. It takes time to figure that out. I'm going to give a short example of what I'm talking about here. But I felt a year and a half ago, I need to get out of here. I just need a break. I need to go away. So I walk into a meeting of this men's group somebody recommended.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't even know what this is. And they're talking about going on a yearly retreat and you got to sign up soon if you want to do it. I was only in the meeting for like maybe an hour. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. What did I just do? I've never traveled by myself. Yeah, I got on a plane, met other people. I've never traveled by myself with strangers, completely out of my comfort zone. There was cost involved because it was on the other side of the country. But I did it. So I joined this group and it was all good. A lot learned. But then I kept listening to the calling and I made a commitment to myself, even within the group, I'm going to go away by myself and I'm going to go somewhere where I feel I need to go. And I shared with you, I went earlier this year to just on an island, dirt cheap. And then I did it again 4 months after that. Again, dirt cheap. There's not a lot of expense here, but I can say this. Two words, life changing.
It is.
It was, yeah. And I'm looking forward to another 5 months. I can pull it off. I can do it again because I got clarity. I felt like I was home in a weird way in another country, but it was just like I was home with me. I guess that's what it is.
You're home with yourself, yeah.
You don't go anywhere, but that worked for me. And it's, you know, I've never done it and it was almost like, I want to see how this is going to feel. So it was great. But whatever it is that's calling you, listen to it and answer the call. That's where I'm going with that.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, the real prescription for wellness doesn't just come in a bottle it comes from who we choose to be moment by moment, breath by breath. You know, that's where the genuine vitality of wellness is born.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's what you were describing by going on, you know, the vacation just to get away and, you know, be with yourself. And, you know, that's home. And when people can learn or feel like they're their own home, that's when healing really can ignite, you know, because a lot of people always think a place is home or another person is home, but it starts with you.
It does. And part of the reason why I went away, you know, I'm not in a relationship currently. Yeah, I could have gone with other people, male or female, whatever, you know, friends, whatever, dating people, whatever. I don't want to. I wanted to go with me.
Yeah.
Because I never did that. And I don't even call it a vacation. Yes, if you want to, it was vacation. I call it a retreat. It was my retreat because it wasn't just about going on vacation. It was like rediscovering myself And it sounds like you've done that in your journey. You've been through a lot of different things, health things, relationships, and it seems like now you're in a good place because of those changes.
Yeah. All of it is growth and lessons, you know? You got to just see the positive out of it instead of just taking the weight from it. And if you can do that, you know, it's very transformational, you know, versus restrictive. And, you know, it's hard to do that because when you get hurt and stuff, it's hard to kind of like push past that, you know, but you got to try to see the glimmer, as you said, in everything, you know, because there's always a lesson or something you can learn so you can stop repeating. You know, and like you go to the beach, like my favorite thing is if I need just to like to de-escalate, I drive right to the Jersey Shore and just, I don't care if it's nighttime. I don't care if it's morning, noon, whenever I can. And I just sit in the sand and just enjoy it, you know? And so it's very, that's how I recharge and reset, you know, and it's important to do that for yourself.
Do you remember a lot of the times when you've done that? When you've just gotten in a car, you went someplace, call it a beach, lake, whatever, and you just kind of had your moment. Do you remember some of those moments?
Oh, yeah. Just how it felt, like, you know, even just how you felt driving there and arriving versus like after you kind of just settled in and when you left, you know, like it's like just those little things, you know, it's huge, such a huge change, even if it's only like for like 15 minutes. Something, it doesn't have to be like hours, you know, it doesn't have to be long. It's just taking that little bit of time and it's just freeing. That's how I always, you know, I just afterwards, I feel so much more calm, at peace. And like, you know, I don't have the weight on my shoulders anymore because I took the time to actually, you know, just kind of, as you said, gain clarity and sit with myself.
Yes, I'm remembering now. 7 years ago, I drove to the beach. I had kayaks on my crappy old Jeep and I was going to, you know, hit the water. And I just pulled up and put the windows down. Breeze coming in. I'm like, I'm a little tired. I'm just going to hang here. And then I did a little bit of work on my phone. After like an hour and a half, I not only felt much better, I got so much work done. Not that I wasn't even planning it.
Yeah.
And I still remember that. That was 7 years ago. Why? Oh, it wasn't like I didn't meet a celebrity or some crazy thing going on. It was just like nothing. Yeah. But I still remember it because it made such an impact. And I really think that was kind of the beginning of my, this stuff is actually really good for you. But I didn't know it was at that time. Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you're kind of always used to being around people to make you feel better, you know, but you got to realize it's you, you know, that's where the love and like the wellness and everything comes from. You know, you have to learn how to love yourself so you can truly love other things around you and people, you know, it all comes within. So when you lack that, it kind of lacks around you.
Something's,
you
know, missing it, right?
Yeah. You know, because you're missing a piece of it. So how would you be able to give that? You know, it's all about giving and receiving. So if you're lacking a certain part of love or giving love or receiving love or whatever it may be, you know, then you're lacking the capability of being able to receive or give it. And then that's when little things pop up and, you know.
I never thought of it that way. Ridiculous. Again, this is how you massage our minds. But many of us feel like there's something missing in our lives. Yeah. Well, you know, there's something missing. I should have more. I deserve more. Missing. Maybe it's you.
It's within you. You got to find it in yourself before you can find it outside or before you can attract it.
Well, then there's that. That's a whole other podcast.
Exactly. But you know what I mean? But it's the same thing. And when what you lack, you know, if you give just a little bit more of that, you know, it's going to give that signal to like the universe and everything. It's just kind of say, you know, send me a little bit more of this, you know?
I don't know why I didn't realize that. What's missing? You. And yourself. Because if you feel like you're whole, it's probably because you've found you, you're connect fully connected to you, then you're not looking for these other things to make you happy.
Exactly.
And because you think those things are missing.
Exactly, but they're not missing.
But they're not. And you know, when I say things, it could also be people. You know, how many times, you know, I want to, the worst line of any movie ever created was Jerry Maguire, where he says, "You complete me."
Oh, I know.
Bad.
I know, because it sent the wrong message. It can have a good message to it, but most people, the way they interpret it, it's like you need someone else to be whole. You need yourself to be whole.
1,000,000,000%. Donna, what's the best way to connect with you? Somebody's got questions. They want to figure this or better figure out what we're talking about here. How do they do that?
Set up a strategy session with me on my website at www.donnadaytlc.com. You can also email me directly, which is donnadaytlc@gmail.com, or just give me a call or shoot me a text at 201-719-6991.
I think we should create another website or domain and just call it GPSTU.com, because you're the GPS to us to help us find us.
Oh, I like that.
I'm always thinking. Thank you for today, and validation for a lot of things for me, and also realization for all of us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, have a wonderful day, and thanks again for having me. It's been wonderful.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.